The implementation of the Belgium tax has completely reconstructed our norms of what people should have in a home. And you know, what's the level for our society when we are penalising people for having a spare room? And that whole debate around, and a lot of it's focused on disabled people because a high proportion of people have been affected. But there's all kinds of socially positive purposes that you can use a spare room for. And to go back to the quantification thing, the thing for me which has been much less in the debate is separated parents and joint custody of children, which is another really, and I don't have any children, but the number of, you know, cases I've looked at, people who can't have access to the children for some of the time because they don't have a spare room. We stopped building one-bedroom properties because they weren't flexible and they weren't delivering. But I just thought it was an interesting parallel to the kind of high-level stuff about numbers of houses, just calling them units and not homes, and then the redefinition of the home in terms of the welfare state and welfare benefits, which is, you know, at a certain level of society, going back to the inequality thing. It's not reasonable in 2014 to have a spare room, which to me is a very low standard of people's well-being.